Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the first quick hit of the actual season here on Jaybird Watching. I am Craig Borden here with you as your host for most of your quick hits. We will get you some of the gang here as well from Jaybird Watching, and Adam Corsair and Brendan Panikkar, maybe some guests too on these morning quick hits on what happened recently in Toronto Blue Jays news. So let's talk Blue Jays-Yankees series. This ended up turning out very different than most Blue Jays fans had thought, and the Blue Jays were able to swipe 2 out of 3 against the New York Yankees in the Bronx. Pretty exciting way for the Blue Jays to kick off the season, build up some momentum while they run into Texas here in the next few days. Today, the game will be at 4 o'clock Eastern time, and Steven Matz will be taking on Mike Flipnanovich, former Brave starting pitcher, very good starting pitcher, and it will be a very interesting matchup as the Texas Rangers look to improve on their rough beginning of their season, only with 1 win in 3 games. So the Blue Jays, though, this past weekend and whatnot for opening day fun for the Toronto Blue Jays, the home run ball still tends to be the Blue Jays' main major piece of this. Over the weekend, we saw home runs from Teoscar Hernandez, which was the key home run in the first game. And then yesterday, Vlad Jr., and I think this is the most exciting home run so far this season. Vlad Jr. takes a ball deep to right field. And this ball, he just more or less golfed over the right field wall. But it was very good to see him actually taking on the opposite field approach for a ball that was definitely low and away from him. Completely destroyed it over the right field wall. Very, very impressive from Vlad Jr. As hopefully we can see what we've been aptly naming as the Vladdy Vicious year, hopefully coming for the Toronto Blue Jays. Also getting in on the home run action, 2-run bomb by Randall Grichuk. Yes, you all heard me. Has Randall Grichuk playing center field in the absence of George Springer. Clearly not wanting to give up that fact that he is currently the center fielder. We shall see how that eventually plays out here with the eventual return of George Springer, who did take some batting practice over the weekend in New York, which I thought was very intriguing for the fact that it was freezing here in New York State. And right around the 0 Celsius degrees, and if he's out there taking BP in that kind of weather, I'm assuming that means he is more right than wrong at this point. But we shall see in the coming weeks here, days even, who knows. Oblique injuries are very, very hard to gauge, and I believe he is eligible to return on the 8th of April due to the retroactiveness of the fun that he has done on his injury list. So, what else happened in Blue Jay baseball this past weekend? It looks like Julian Merriweather might be running away or at least separating himself from the pack as the Blue Jays closer this season, picking up 2 saves in each of the Blue Jays' wins this weekend. Very impressive is the nicest way of saying it. Peaking out at 99 miles an hour and just having some ridiculous off-speed stuff too to go along with that. What was an impressive high heat on a lot of the Yankees hitters. So it looks like the Blue Jays are at least swarming out the back end of that bullpen. And setup man Jordan Romano and Rafael Dolis looked like they kind of split that and shared that. I think if Merriweather is definitely sliding into this role, it just lengthens out our bullpens so nicely. This is the kind of impact arm we were hoping to get with Kirby Yates, who was unfortunately sidelined from the season with Tommy John surgery. We hope he gets better soon, but his contributions to Blue Jays uniform and his one-year contract appear to be done. So it'd be some short of a miracle. That is where we're at with bullpen, and Julian Merriweather stepping into that role only helps us so much. And unfortunately, I was trying to swipe him in our fantasy baseball league while he was warming up for his second save. And not only did I get scooped, I got scooped while trying to pick him up by another Yankee fan. So, just killing me. But on that note, the Blue Jays looked very impressive on the hill. Not giving up too many big innings or anything so far. The bullpen has definitely looked like the strength, but the starting pitching has been good enough as the Blue Jays have scored at least 3 runs in each of their ball games and had 5 hits. Yesterday being the latter of those, where they only had 5 hits and were still able to tag up three runs on the board. The biggest thing I think that you can take away is this offense is definitely clicking. It's going to get only better, I think, as the season goes along. But the pitching has looked like it's going to be salvageable. And we actually got a few good innings from TJ Zoik yesterday, and he looked very good. And it's just going to continue. I really think that we have just enough talent that it's equal level, that we're just going to keep spreading this around, and the Toronto Blue Jays are going to be able to run on that ridiculous offense that we have. It so far has been anchored by Marcus Semien, and funny enough, his legs. He's had three stolen bases, I think, up to this point in the season, and one of those actually led to a run in typical old-school Tampa Bay Rays fashion. The dancing around on the base path made everybody a little uncomfortable. A stolen base by Marcus Semien led to a ball that spiked into the ground right after the pitcher's mound from Gary Sanchez, who is not the most adequately defensive, you know, catcher in baseball, but he does have a pretty good arm, would be the thing that makes up for a lot of his talents behind the plate. And in the midst of that equation, the ball just didn't quite get to second base properly, and Danny Jansen was able to run in and score from third on Saturday. Those are the kind of things that speed creates on a base path, and everybody seems to be contributing to that fact so far with the Toronto Blue Jays. Semien being the one that's obviously running away with actual stolen bases, but there seems to be a new mantra about how they can keep pitchers off balance another way while they are on the mound. So very interesting stuff. Don't forget to hang out here and listen to the actual full episode of the podcast. It will play automatically, hopefully right after this episode. Make sure you tune in for those live shows that we do. Every week when we record our main podcast on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, we are live and we want to chat with Blue Jays fans. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever, and Twitch. And in those, you can type right into the chat window and we will see it. We'll talk to you. We will have a great time on Jaybird watching in our typical barroom style chat. If you don't catch us on the live shows, that is recorded and it will be out on all your podcast venues, wherever you get those podcast pleasures from. You can listen in, and we're going to start doing more and more of these quick hits. I'm sorry, this past weekend we meant to do one each episode or each game, and my weekend got away from me a little bit here and I was not able to record. So you get me live from my commute in the morning here on my way to work. So, Blue Jays fans, keep it right here on Jaybird Watching. Make sure you check out the StadiumScene.tv. That is our sponsor, and we love having them. All kinds of great sports content if you head over there, too. And until then, Blue Jays fans, let's go Blue Jays, and hopefully we get to take it to the Texas Rangers tonight in a sold-out, I guess. You know, I guess that's what I'm hearing. But anyways, I digress. Let's go Blue Jays, and hopefully we get to see a great debut from Steven Matz tonight. Peace.